Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. And intrigued slash excited to talk about Y2K this morning. Why are we talking about this?
Because generated from TikTok, of course, late last year, Generation Z has brought it back.
they well and truly have. Yep. The cycle has come to the early 2000s, and there's mixed feelings about it, I think, in the generations slightly older than Gen Z, I believe.
Yep. I've got to say, I hated it.
Is that because lived through it the first time as a goth and did not enjoy?
Yeah, it's just kind of like, you know, it's definitely not my kind of style. So let's kind of talk about some of the styles.
Yeah, what is it? How would you typify it?
So you're talking about metallic clothing, bubblegum pink, velour tracksuits, low-rise jeans, which is the one I kind of hated the most.
Yeah.
Because people would wear G-strings and the G-strings would stick out over the top of the low-rise jeans.
If you can make that work, if you can make that work, a huge look. For those of us who can't, just honestly galling.
Yeah, I don't care who it is. Like, I just don't like that look at all. It's just like, oh my God, it looks like you've tied a shoelace around your waist, and what's the purpose? You know? And like colourful sunglasses, very short pleated skirts, like little kilts, a lot of trucker hats, which, you know, I don't mind trucker hats. And there were labels like Von Dutch and Juicy Couture did the kind of velour tracksuit.
Yeah.
And, you know, even Ed Hardy t-shirts are coming back, which are the t-shirts that look like tattoo illustrations.
And I know the ones.
People would kind of like, you know, cut them up and tie little things on them, so they had a lot of fringing.
I used to covet Ed Hardy t-shirts when I was like a child, because I think I had a babysitter probably who had cool Ed Hardy t-shirts, and I was like, I want to be like that.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. I never got one. I never had an Ed Hardy t-shirt, still to this day.
Well,
but
now's the time.
Could be the
set
moment.
The trend.
It could be.
I kind of feel like, you know, when I was reading about this, it kind of makes sense that with Y2K, And the invention of the internet and that kind of going live in 1995, which many people will not remember, people were kind of thinking to the future, like it was kind of retro but also the future. And one of the first videos that I really remember was TLC No Scrubs.
Oh, such
and
a good
amazing
video.
If you remember that video, they were wearing like PVC futuristic kind of cargo pants and little crop bikini tops. They were in a spaceship set, and a lot of videos back then had that. And, you know, that kind of continued on, and that's what kind of led the early aughts kind of fashion. And people were really freaking out because they really thought the end of the world was coming. Like, I had friends that hoarded, you know, collected water and hoarded food and all that kind of thing, because they thought that all the computer systems were going to shut down.
It's so wild looking at that retrospectively, but it was like such a lot of panic about that.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. And I remember, like, the New Year's being pretty fun, though. Like, it was like, people were just going nuts.
Hey, this is going to be a good one, so let's make it work.
Go out with a bang.
Yeah. So for the modern kind of Y2K, you're thinking of, like, baby tees, which is just, you know, like, get your younger sibling's T-shirt and probably wear that. And it normally has kind of some kind of logo on it or that sort of thing. Silver metallic puffer jackets. Baguette bags, which are the ones that kind of look like a little pencil case with a handle.
Yeah, I know the ones.
I guess velour tracksuits, but I'm just like, oh no.
Zoe was saying before, she was like, if I could get anything,
it would be a velour tracksuit.
The Juicy Couture tracksuit.
I would love a velour tracksuit.
Comfort.
Okay,
rock
I'll have to look out
the
for
studios.
One.
Paris Hilton energy. This is what you want.
What about some new BFM merch?
Black BFM.
Oh my God.
You could have, like, the B logo on each cheek.
Yes.
Someone email Caitlin.
Someone's texting saying, Kim, from Kath and Kim, rocks the low-rider jeans and G-string combo. Yes, she did.
She was the
Y2K icon.
Yeah. Another one would be Britney Spears, who her kind of like iconic look at the VMAs in 2001 with Justin Timberlake, the double denim. But she kind of, they took it to the extreme, and
totally,
that has come back. So it's like focusing, like if you're modernizing it, you're focusing on the silhouette, but this in the same colored denim.
Yeah.
Bandanas as headscarves, mesh kind of translucent clothing and lace, that sort of thing. butterfly hair clips.
Oh, yeah. I still have a few from actually being a child, which
yeah.
I could probably pull out now and be all good. Not that I have much hair to clip anymore, but in theory.
I reckon it'll look cool.
Few little butterfly clips, that would be a vibe.
I've got to say that I rocked the butterfly clip.
I can see you in a good butterfly clip. I think what appeals to me about Y2K is it's fun. Like, people are just, like, having fun with it. There's a campness to it. There's a lot of, like leaning into hyper-femininity, sort of, like, taking tropes and then running with it, which I think is awesome. And when you see people really rock it, they just look like they're having a really good time. There's this, like, sort of interesting conversation about like the bimbo sort of icon and the kind of maybe tongue-in-cheek nature of leaning into that as well, which is sort of fascinating to me. It's not necessarily clothes I would wear, but when I see people wearing it, I'm kind of like, you do you. You look fantastic. You look like you're having a great time. And I love that you've found those Dirty Dog sunglasses in the petrol station and made it work in your everyday life.
Yeah, well, when you think about, like, the icons, like even Lindsay Lohan in Mean Girls, she was kind of standing up for herself and doing her own thing, and I think that kind of, like, really lends to it, like you say.
Yeah.
You know, and Avril Lavigne is another icon from that kind of time. Paris Hilton, Carrie Bradshaw, Sarah Jessica Parker. Those
yeah, totally.
People. Yeah.
Someone says Swarovski crystal tattoos. That's, like, a very iconic bit of Y2K for them. That's a whole thing.
Well, I guess this one is the one that I know that I did, was dresses over pants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 I really like that as a look. It's comfy. It's practical.
It's great when you've got lots of ladders in your tights and you can, you know, really kind of rock that look.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's the also thing that I've seen a lot of people talking about, which is like early 2000s Disney Channel Y2K, which is like a very specific people of, you know, maybe early 20s age will think of, where there's like belts, three different belts and a bandana used as a belt and like
a million bangles
and a knitted beret that's purple with glitter on it. And and it's very sort of intense and very High School Musical, the first movie kind of energy going on there. But that is also something I'm seeing kind of broaden, but maybe with a little bit more taste than the original time it came through. Because that's what happens when a trend cycle goes, you know, comes back around, is not everything gets brought back.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God for that. I think the berets, the little knitted berets, crocheted berets, can probably stay in 2003. But
winter's coming, you never know.
It's going to be the new look for us.
I'm also not down on cheese cutter hats. I'm really like, ooh, I don't know about cheese cutters.
No. Yeah, no, neither.
No. Yeah. Sorry if you wear a cheese cutter.
I do expect that when I come back in that I'm going to see you guys wearing dresses over pants.
Yep.
You're going to see me in my velour tracksuit.
Oh, yeah.
And some little heels just clomping around.
Kitten heels in a velour tracksuit.
Yeah.
That's the one. Where to after Y2K? Because it's too soon. I mean, there's been all this conversation about the indie sleaze thing. Which
I hate it.
I'm fascinated by, because there are some people who are saying it's not even a real thing, and then there's other people who are saying it's back already. What do you reckon? Where do you think the trend cycle goes after Y2K? Because it's still kind of very much a Y2K moment, but what's next post that?
The 2010s
are too soon, surely.
I kind of think that people either go further back again, like you might see like the 40s or the 50s.
Ooh.
They tend to kind of go back again and then, you know,
bring it back forward.
But I mean, I think that indie sleaze is a thing.
I
think it's like an undercurrent.
I read,
you know, like how it started.
Totally. I read an article on The Quietist from someone who was like just so cross about the whole concept of indie sleaze, because they're like, it's not real. But what they were talking about was the idea that it's a music genre. People are talking about it being a music genre as well as being like a very identifiable look. I think the look you can definitely bat for. I kind of agree with them on the music genre thing. What is often described as indie sleaze is like maybe six or seven different genres kind of coming into the same thing, you know. I don't know, but I'll be interested to see what happens with it. Thanks for bringing us a bit of Y2K this morning, Penny.
Yeah, thanks for It's a fun one to do.
It's a very fun one to do. We've had quite a lot of texts about it, which I'll read some of them out after we've played a wee track. But someone says, what about why 3K K Road Club looks? It's February 2000. You're standing in a line outside Kiss Bar. That's the picture you have to set up in your head there.
Amazing.
On that note, have a lovely rest of your morning and we will talk to you later, Penny.
Okay, take care.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.